י"ג באדר מתענים זכר למה שטענו ישראל בימי מרדכי ואסתר כשנקלו לעמוד על נפשם. In the story of Purim, the Jewish people also fasted on the day that they went to war, which was on the 13th of Adar. So to commemorate that war fast, we fast as well. והוא כדי לזכור שהשם יתברך רואה ושומע כל איש בעת צרתו כאשר יתענה וישוב אל השם בכל ליבו. It's in order to remind us that הקדוש ברוך הוא sees and hears us in our time of need when we fast and he answers us when we make the teshuvah. ומגיד גילה למרא לבית יוסף. The מגיד, which was the מלאך that learned with רבי יוסף קארו, told him שיש לחוש פן על ידי ריבוי האכילה והשתייה והשמחה בפורים יבואו חס ושלום לידי חטא. That maybe by the overeating on Purim and the drinking and the frivolity of Purim day it might cause a person to come to sin. על כן הקדים הקדוש ברוך הוא תענית לפי שהיא סגולה לנציל מן החטא. So the sin or the fast of Esther is to protect us from making a sin on Purim. ולא יהיה כוח בסטן לקטרג עליהם ולהביאם לידי חטא. So that's a very, very important fast day. That's the prerequisite to Purim. If we want our Purim to be בקדושה, we need to make a תענית before that everything should go good so the סטן is not מקטרג. ולפי זה, עיקר התענית כדי להורות שעם ישראל קדושים, שמחים ושתים ימים אלו. The reason why we're drinking and eating during these days אינו כדי להשתים תאבת ישראל, אז יש לנו not a benefit from the יצר הרע, אלא לעבודת קוננו שציוונו על המשתה והשמחה. Furthermore, the קו הישר brings down in פרק צדיתת יום תענית אסתר הוא יום מסוגל מאוד שיתקבלו תפילותינו לזכות מרדכי ואסתר. The day of Ta'anit Esther is the day of Tefillot being accepted in the Zechut of Mordechai and Esther. Al ken, mi shetzarik lachamim al eze davar. If a person needs Yeshua, he needs mercy on a certain item, yikach penai la'atzmo l'tchanen al ze. He should take time on Ta'anit Esther to pray for these items. V'yomar t'chila mezmor chavet shebeteilim. Let him read chapter 22 in Teilim, which is Lam nasayach al ayelet ha-shahar. ואחר כך ישפוק שיחו לפני השם, he should spill out his conversation to השם, ויבקש בקשתו, ויזכיר זכות מרדכי ואסתר. In the tefillah he should say, בזכות מרדכי ואסתר, that God should open up the gates of mercy, and his tefillot should be accepted. Furthermore, תענית זו קיבלו הישראל עליהם כחובת תענית ציבור. This is a regular תענית ציבור, therefore you do not have to accept it the day before. And even though there are some people that are careful on normal ta'anit zibur, not to shower or bathe, as brought down by the Mishnah Berura in the laws of ta'anit zibur, however, when it comes to ta'anit esther, according to everybody, it's permissible to shower and bathe because it's not a sad fast for anything sad necessarily. Furthermore, the fast begins at Amud HaShachar and ends at Seder Kochavim. Amud HaShachar, the way we calculate it is 72 minutes before sunrise based on Sha'ot Zemaniyot, and the fast ends after sunset based on your rabbi anywhere from 20 minutes all the way to 42 minutes after the sunset. When it comes to Ta'anit Esther, it really doesn't make too much a difference because we read the Megillah anyway, so one should not break his fast until after the reading of Megillah, which anyway is usually past the latest time. When it comes to eating in the morning before Alot HaShachar, according to Shulchan Aruch, as long as you make a condition before you go to sleep, you're able to say, if I wake up in the middle of the night before Alot, I want to eat and I don't want to accept my fast yet. So then if he wakes up at 3:30 in the morning, he's able to sit down, have a seudah, he can drink, and that's the opinion of Maran. It has to be a verbal declaration, and you cannot rely on one declaration that you make in your life that every time if I want to do this, I can do this. It has to be specific to each ta'anit. However, according to Rabbeinu Ari, the Zohar HaKadosh, once a person goes to sleep at night, he should not eat even with a condition. So therefore, each one should follow. If a person is sick or a person knows that he can't fast, he can rely on Maran, the Pashtanim. But if a person is able to, he shouldn't rely on this. And when he goes to sleep at night, finished. But even the Arizal was lenient to drink before the Tani. He's only talking about eating. If the person wants to get up at 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning, have a cup of coffee or things like that, that would be permissible. Again, so long as he makes a condition before he goes to sleep, and he comes along and says that you know he wants to drink something before he starts to fast, so then it is permissible as well. Biyom ta'anit ube'et sada, on the day of the ta'anit, tov litbol yud gimal tevilot, it's proper to dip in the mikveh 13 times, as the Ben Ish Chai says in the Sefer Ateret Tiferet of Kuf Tzadi Het, keneged yud gimal midot shel rachamim, keneged the 13 attributes of mercy, v'tov shebichol tevila yuzkot befid midah achad be'odo b'mayim. I don't know exactly how you're going to do that, but he says to mention each midah before you dip in the mikveh. Maybe he's talking about in a place where you can say the Vrei Torah, not in a mikveh with his people. Care, a cold mikveh, and you have to cover your head as well. So, in such situations where you can say the Vrei Torah, the rabbi said in a cold mikveh, where there's no Zohaman, there's no Haval, so that would be permissible as well. But again, it just underscores the value of these great days that we are about to have.